This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 4-19, 2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you here on WPRO. It is because I am an astrologer and also because I read cards that, in fact, if you call my program, I will make a prediction for you. When you call in, you'll be speaking with Ken. He does an able job producing this show. He'll ask your first name. You can make it up. He'll ask your birthday, I need the truth. When I know your birthday, it gives me an idea where the planets were when you were born. And as I know where they are exactly right now, I have a concept about what's going on in your life, good or bad, and how you can handle it. When you come through to me, however, I need you to ask one specific question because there isn't enough time on the radio for you and me together to talk about everything in your future. So whether you have a question about something going on at home or on the job, with regard to meeting someone cute and new, or about repairing a relationship that's been in existence for a long time, whether you want to know something about relocating or looking for a new job or going back to school, any specific question at all is welcome. And all you have to do is pick up your phone. This is the best time to do it because most of our lines are available right now. The numbers here are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. If that's not completely clear to you, just keep listening because I'm going to the phones right now, and I'm going to start with Bob in Johnston. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Bob. I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus. Mm-hmm. And what's your question for me?
Regarding job prospects, this is the process going back like almost a year ago. I applied for government position, and it's just taken a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
From June last year when I finally interviewed a few weeks ago, and it's just been no word. I have called and followed up, and they said, you'll be hearing from us, blah, blah, blah. And
right, but, we're going to look at your cards right now, Bob, and I know that you were born under the sign of Taurus, which is usually quite a patient sign. And when you're looking for something that has to do with any kind of government position, with what's been going on with all the state governments, you certainly can understand why it's not exactly moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get your cards down and see what's going on for you. King of Clubs is the card that I use to represent you. And I want to see what's happening in the sixth house, which is all about employment, and also in the third house, which has to do with news and interviews and the like. So let's get these cards down. Now, you already have a position that is in the state somewhere now?
No, I've been out of work for, going on a year and a half now.
Okay, that's very frustrating, especially for you as a Tauran. Okay, I have the cards, and in the 10th house, which represents the idea of any kind of job with the government, your cards look quite nice. The problem is not your capabilities. The problem is not about whether you're suited to the job. The real problem is who knows who better than they know you. You fall in the 11th house of the reading, and the 11th house is all about networking. The best chance you have of actually being the person who beats out the other three people who are being considered seriously for this position, the best chance you have is by networking. You have got to find somebody who really can go to bat for you. And without that, even though your qualifications are clear in this picture, that job's not going to come to you. And you knew that before you called me, didn't you?
Well, it is a position where there is some, skill and background required for it. It's not just
something
that they could just, give to anyone because it's someone's cousin, what have you. So.
No, but that's not the point. The fact is, even though you have credentials, and I acknowledge that, there's always somebody else who has credentials, too.
Right.
And you know that when it comes to picking one person for the job, when there are several people who want it, is that you have to weigh and measure the credentials. And there's no absolute scale. Like, he gets 5 points for this thing, and he gets 6 points for that thing. You see what I mean?
Right.
So, ultimately, there's a subjective piece that fits in there. So, let's say that there's someone else applying for whom there is a reference that's very strong.
Right.
That guy has an edge. So, I would like to suggest that before a decision is made, and I don't think that one has been made yet, that you do some casting around among your friends and family to see if there's anyone who can help you, because these cards suggest that if you could pull something like that out of the hat, it would help. You have the Nine of Hearts beautifully placed in an area that has to do with getting what you want. But right now there are clouds around it, and I'm trying to help you uncloud that before you lose out altogether. Bob, I wish you the best with that, and let me know how it turns out. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Rich on a cell phone. Rich, welcome to the program. Hi, Rich. I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces, and what's your question for me?
I'm considering a job change. I'm going to retire from my job and go into another field altogether.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if it's going to be the right thing to do.
And what if I say no?
Well, I'll have to consider other things, you know.
I just wanted to find out, because you happen to fall with some cards around you that really make me question, number one, whether you really, really want to do this, and number two, whether it is a good move for you. I will tell you, I'm not sure it is.
Okay.
But you knew that, didn't you?
Well, this field that I'm in now, I'm working in part-time as it is. You know, I'm a muscular therapist.
Well, no, that's fine, but the question isn't so much whether you should retire. There's two parts. Should you retire, or should you do this other thing?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, and it's very hard for me to sort them out, but I will tell you that you have the Nine of Spades on one side of you, and the Nine of Spades is not a good card. So clearly there's some part of this you shouldn't do. I may have misheard the question initially, but I thought your question was, should I do this new thing that I'm thinking about doing, which is different?
Which hinges on me retiring.
Okay, yes. And my answer has to be, I don't think so. At least, not yet.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to John in Providence. John, welcome to the program.
Hi there. I'm looking for information on new friendships and romance.
New friendships and romance, John. Are they separate from each other?
Yes.
And what do you really want?
I think good friends.
Okay, are you looking for male friends?
Yeah.
Okay. The King of Hearts is the card that represents you, born under the sign of Sagittarius. And when it comes to the subject of friendship, there's really kind of like three places where I look in terms of astrology or the cards. The third house is people we have a lot of conversation with. They can be brothers and cousins or friends who fit almost into that category. We've all had friends who are like sisters and brothers. And then there's the seventh house, which is the most important intimate friends. And then there's the 11th house, which are the casual acquaintances who we deal with also on a day-by-day basis. You have very nice cards in both the third and in the 11th houses. In other words, I think it's easy for you to make friends and communicate with people. What I think is difficult for you is maintaining a long-standing, really committed relationship.
Okay.
That's where the conflict comes in. And you need to ask yourself what it is that you bring into a situation that puts in your part of it. In other words, I'm not saying it's 100% your fault. But what I am saying is that if I just sit here with you and commiserate, oh, boy, John, what a pity. I mean, you've got all these friends, and you're a sociable guy, and you're a very pleasant Sagittarian, and yet you don't have a real quote-unquote love, well, that doesn't help you.
Sure.
What does help you is to look at what you do as a Sagittarian. For example, one of the things that as a Sagittarian you may be guilty of, unwittingly, is sometimes you just sort of let fly the arrow. You just say what's on your mind without recognizing the extent to which it might be a little hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can change.
Yeah.
You can rein that automatic response in, and maybe that will help you to take some of these friends, because you don't need help making friends.
Yeah.
What you need help with is developing one of those friends into a real long-term commitment.
Sure.
I really think you can do that. In fact, you ought to have been able to do it last year. I'm sorry we didn't talk about this one more clearly a year ago.
Yeah.
Because there were some very positive planets around for you to do that last year. What there is, however, even now, is plenty of opportunity for you to consider carefully who are the people who you treasure, who are the people you really value most.
Yeah.
Because it is among them that I think there could be that kind of special single person. John, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. John, you're next. Joanne's coming up, and I've got one line available for you at 438-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay tuned to News Talk 630-WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO and 99.7 FM until 7 p.m. taking your calls, making predictions for you based on a deck of ordinary playing cards and a background in astrology. We have one line available at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go back to the phones and start with John in Attleboro. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, John. I see you're born under the sign of Gemini. And what's your question for me?
Recently offered a promotion that is involving a relocation mm-hmm. to me and my family, mm-hmm. and I'm really torn as to what I should do.
What's your wife's birthday?
November 6th.
November 6th. Okay. So you are the King of Diamonds as a Gemini, and she's the Queen of Spades as a Scorpio. How long have the two of you been married?
I'm sorry?
How long have the two of you been married?
8 years.
Okay. All right, I have the card representing you and the card representing her. She's not thrilled. And, you know, it may be wonderful to make this relocation short term. I don't know how I feel about it when I think of it as a long term situation. And maybe that's the way out of the problem. Do you know what I mean? In other words, instead of thinking about this as something that's going to be for the rest of your lives, you could think of it as something that is for now, to accomplish something in terms of your career development. So, in the fourth house, which represents where you live now, you have cards that are all about the potential for the change to occur. Your wife falls with the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, indicating she's got some very nice things going on in her life now. And I don't think she's thrilled with the idea of moving, but then again, I don't think you are either. For both of you, in the place that represents the distance, there are spades. So I think what's happening here, John, is you have some stronger family ties, both you and she, than maybe you even realize. In other words, you can think, wow, let's go do this thing. And then you actually put it in motion and you suddenly feel like you're choking. You know what I mean by all of this?
Yeah.
And maybe that's the emotional reaction that you need to acknowledge that what you have in life that you cherish most is here. So while the idea of this job looks like a very good one, I don't see either one of you being thrilled about the idea of really moving any particular distance. The only way, again, that I can come up with to talk around that is to figure that you're going to go for 2 or 3 years, perhaps. You wouldn't say that to the company. But the idea might be to go in order to improve your resume and then come back. And believe me, I've known a great many people to do exactly that. Do you think that that's something you might consider?
I'd probably stay put before I would do something for 2 or 3 years.
Well, okay. Then I would advise, from what I'm seeing here, my best advice would be stay put. I think you've got a good deal right here. I think you're happy here. And I think the thought of really picking up stakes and making this big change is not something that you feel comfortable, nor do I see your wife being comfortable with it.
Very good.
Thank you. You're welcome, John. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Joan, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Joan. And let's see, you're born at the very end, sort of the sign of Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
Well, I'm a widow. My husband died 13 years ago, mm-hmm. and we had a wonderful marriage.
Great.
And I've been going out with a guy for the past 4 years, mm-hmm. who was divorced about 4 years ago. And his ex-wife is still in the picture. She keeps calling him and seeing him. And he's, like, sitting on the fence as far as our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go into a commitment with him unless I know he's really, really, truly over her. I really don't think he's over her, and I don't know which way to go.
Okay. The Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you. What month and day is his birthday?
He's October 31st.
So he's a Scorpio, and Scorpios
yes.
usually know where they stand about things. And do you happen to know the ex's birthday?
Oh, boy, I really don't.
That's okay. I've got a card that represents her by nature anyway, the Queen of Spades, because that matches him. And the Queen of Spades just happens to fall in exactly the same set of cards with you. I'd like to tell you a story, okay?
Yep.
Many, many years ago when I was very new doing this work, a young woman came to see me. She was very much in love with a man who was also seeing someone else. And when I knew who all the parties were, I told my client that if she was patient, she would win in the long run, because the other woman was a Capricorn, and a Capricorn would never put up very long
with being involved with a man who also had somebody else on the side. And sure enough, after time went by, the Capricorn woman said, I'm out of here, and my client and that man got married. So you see where that puts you. You're the Capricorn. You've been involved with him for 4 years. He's been divorced for 4 years. You know, even as I speak to you, you know what the answer is. You know what the answer is. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever for you to sit around while he decides between two women. Even when I say that, doesn't it make you feel awful? That he can juggle?
But he's divorced, and that's the other thing. Like, why would he divorce her if he wasn't sure about it?
Joan, that question is 100% irrelevant. It doesn't matter why he did what he did. What matters is what are you doing, and how does it make any sense for you to do what you're doing? Just think for 1 second here. Forget everything about who the other woman is. The fact is, you're involved with a guy for 4 years who has an unfinished entanglement with somebody else, right? Yes or no?
I guess so. Even though he's divorced, I think emotionally he really isn't divorced.
You have to stop thinking this, thinking that. You have to look at what's going on. If he is spending his time with you, if he is committed to you, you have a relationship. If he has unfinished business with an ex-wife because they have children together, property together, that can be okay. That's not the same as a quote-unquote emotional involvement. I don't know that. You do. I haven't looked at all the charts. You know the situation. But I look at this picture, and you and she are in exactly the same set of cards, which is kind of like him saying, do I want her? Do I want her? Do I want this one? Do I want that one?
That's exactly how I feel.
Well, then I'd get out. You don't need that. You don't need that. And you don't have to be unkind. You can say, listen, I'm not comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. It seems to me that you're still entangled. And until that feels clearer to me, I need to step back. It's been 4 years. In 4 years, if you really wanted a commitment with a man, you'd have it. If he's not willing to make that kind of commitment to you after 4 years, for heaven's sakes, Joanne, when would he ever be?
I know.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Ed in Attleboro. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Ed. Let's see, you're born under the sign of Cancer. What's your question for me?
I'm having trouble with a building contractor and an automobile dealership. How are they going to be resolved? In my favor?
You're having problems with an automobile dealership?
And also with a building contractor.
And a building contractor. Does the building contractor have anything to do with the automobile dealership?
No.
So those are two questions.
Same thing.
I'm sorry, Ed, I can only answer one question.
We'll go for the building.
So you want to know whether we can resolve this problem with the building contractor and see if it comes out in your favor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The King of Spades is the card that represents you. I have that card. Fourth house has to do with property in general. You get the Nine of Hearts there, which is the best card in the deck. Certainly that suggests that things are going to turn out in your favor. The Eighth house, which has to do with contracts and the like, with regard to monies being changing hands here, says you've got to be careful. Obviously, you don't pay all of it until this is all over and done with. But I'm pretty optimistic about you being able to resolve this in your favor. I think that it looks good. It may take a little while longer, but I think there should be some movement, 2 to 3 weeks in resolution, no later than the end of September. Ed, thank you for the call. Did I make that clear? I don't know if I did when I was talking at the beginning of the show, that when you call in, you give your birthday and your first name to Ken, and when you come through to me, you have to ask me one very specific question. Donna in East Greenwich, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Donna.
I was just wondering, I have been having some really bad health issues lately.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just kind of paranoid, and now I can't stop thinking about, you know, I've had problems in my past, but right now I'm thinking that, you know, I'm just making more of it than it really is.
All right, well, let's take a look and see what's going on. And born under the sign of Aries?
Yes.
That makes you the Queen of Hearts. And there are some people who have a tendency to worry about their health excessively. Is that something you are prone to? Do you think that's fair of me? Well, I think Donna hung up, so maybe that's what the problem was. But when I try to look at these cards, I don't know. The connection is broken, and so are the cards. I'm sorry about that. Okay, Maria in Seekonk, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Maria.
My question is very specific. I wanted to know if I will or my family will regain the real estate that they have overseas that was either in someone else's name currently because of fraud or a technical error.
Okay, so you and your family own some property overseas.
Yes.
At the moment, it appears you don't own it because of some technical or fraudulent shenanigans, correct?
Yes, somebody tried with a similar name to my grandfather, went and assigned them themselves, but the middle names differ, and they don't have right to the property.
Okay. Well, I have the card that represents you. Who else is involved in this question?
Well, it's my father. My father's
and what's his birthday?
So he owns the property.
What's his birthday?
His is 11/26/22.
Okay, I have the card representing him,
mm-hmm.
and his eighth house cards do not look wonderful. There's mm-hmm. only one possible way to make this happen in your mm-hmm. favor, and that is to go in person, hire an attorney in that community, and
mm-hmm.
have that person work it out for you. Should you do it that way, then mm-hmm. I believe it can come out in your favor as the Nine of Hearts falls beside you. So
okay,
this could be turned around, but not long distance. You're going to have to go over there. And,
okay.
and meet with an attorney. Out of time for this segment. It is now 5:30, and here on WPRO and 99.7 FM, it's time for the news with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader, here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls, making predictions, and we have two lines available at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to take a minute to tell you something that's going on. My husband, Robert Lamb, illustrated the book you've heard me talking about, my book, The Astrology of Great Sex. Well, he's having an art show, which is opening on Sunday, April 27th, and I'm going to do a book signing there. So if you'd like to come on down, you're cordially invited to come to the opening. It'd be my pleasure to meet you. If you're interested in acquiring a copy of my book, I'll be happy to sign it for you. The opening is on April 27th. That's a week from tomorrow. From 1 to 5 in the afternoon at Rowbottom Fine Art Gallery, and that's on Mendon Road in Cumberland, Rhode Island. If you want more information about that, check out my websites. All of it will be announced right there. Back to the phones. Let's start with Barbara in Raynham. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Barbara. I see you are a Scorpio, and what's your question for me?
Yes, I was born on my mother's birthday, and my kids were born on my birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have an oldest child who's Capricorn.
Yes.
I'm having a lot of trouble with her.
Really? How old is she?
She's just turned 18, and boy, she wants me to know it.
I see. Okay. And what part do you not understand about knowing that she wants you to understand she's 18?
Yeah, well, she's not responsible enough to take care of herself. She wants to do that. She doesn't have job skills. She doesn't have a car. She doesn't have a good job.
So she finished high school?
She finishes in May, night school, because she messed up regular high school.
Okay. Oh, dear.
And Mom wanted her to go to college.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And
yeah.
And kids have a way of pushing exactly that prime button. So
yeah.
She knew what you really wanted was finish school, do it honorably, go to college, so she didn't.
Right. And
well,
pierced her tongue today, and Mom's a dental hygienist. So
she did. Say, I'm sorry, I could not understand what you said, Barbara, about who's the dental hygienist?
I said she pierced her tongue today, which my...
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, so anyway, she's not really, you know, a bad kid, but I'm afraid that she's going that way. And I'm in a serious relationship. I have two little babies. And
So wait a minute. So you're divorced from her father...
Yes.
And you have a boyfriend with whom you have two babies.
Right, right. Yep, we've been, it's a long-term relationship.
Right.
Yeah, we were both married before and not too rushing to do it again.
but it's okay to have babies.
Well, we're committed. We are, you know, I mean, if it wasn't so complicated to get married, we would.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, I have the card that represents you, and what is this man's birthday?
His is, and I always seem to end up with men in the same birthday. It is the 23rd of July, so he's like, he's a Leo, but right over the cusp.
So he's the 23rd of July.
23rd. Yep.
Okay. So you keep on getting together with Leo men, and you and your family keep on producing Scorpio women.
Yeah, all on the cusp of Cancer and Leo.
But you ask about your daughter who's a Capricorn,
yeah.
And she has some spades around her, which clearly indicates that, yeah, she's not in the right place at this time.
Yeah.
And also, she has cards in the ninth house that suggest to me that she's in complete denial about having any kind of problems at all.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
That puts you in a situation where you have only two options. One option is you completely put up with life the way it is, and the other option is you tell her that if she's going to continue to live in your house, it will be by certain rules.
I've done that.
And that's all. Then you have to go and actually prove that you mean it.
Yeah.
She's going to graduate in May, and if I were you, I would be willing to wait until May
until
she graduates.
Yep.
I might even be willing to give her a couple of weeks after graduation to get out there and make it happen.
Yep.
And then before she gets pregnant and produces babies and you feel that this is even more entangled.
Oh, God forbid.
Well, if you don't want that to happen, then indeed you are going to have to take some action here. Because so far, Barbara, you haven't. All you've done is you've said stuff, but you haven't lived by what you've said. I know how hard it is, but you got to do it. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Linda, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Linda, and I see that you are born under the sign of Virgo. And what is your question for me?
Well, my question is, I haven't been very happy in my marriage for quite a few years. It's just that I can't leave because of financial reasons.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you saw anything different.
Anything different in what regard, Linda? What does that mean,
honey? As far as any happiness in the future.
Okay. That's a huge, huge question and a philosophic one that I love debating. I mean, I would love it if you and I got together, we could spend an hour talking about how can you be happy in spite of the fact, because you can be. There are ways that you can live your own life around other things. You can go your own way and share the same house. You can still cook the meals.
That's exactly what we do.
Well, then fine. Then you don't have a question for me. No, I really mean that. I'm not being flip with you one bit. Saturn's going through Virgo, and I know that you may feel stuck. But I also know that there's usually more ways out of a box than one. And if you think of yourself as in a box with no windows and no door, then you are correct. And unfortunately, that's something that Virgos sometimes do. And I want you to think sideways. I want you to think about an alternative. Now, you were born in a year that gives you an ability to think about many possibilities. You have a thought pattern that works for you, that allows you to see a lot of options very quickly. You know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, what then happens is you rule those out so rapidly that you feel stuck. I'm telling you.
I feel stuck. I just feel that we just do everything alone. We don't even have a marriage.
But it can't be. Linda, listen, you can't have a marriage because you don't have a marriage. Because neither of you can do the work, whatever that work is that's necessary to make it become a marriage. And yet, you can't leave for financial reasons. So you can't have A, you can't have B. We've got to invent C. And I have the card that represents you, and it falls in the eighth house. The eighth house is all about goals, ambitions, direction. I'd like to say I can come up with about 9 possible things that you could do as of tomorrow that would make your life a happier place. But if you're not willing to reach for even one of them, then it doesn't matter how many lists I can make for you because you won't try any of them. And the reality is I haven't got a single thing to say to you you haven't heard of. For example, you can go back to school. You could learn how to do anything. You could become a big sister. You could volunteer at the local elementary school. You could work with the elderly at a nursing home down the street. There are so many things that you could do that would make your life feel fulfilled. But instead, you see yourself as trapped because I can't leave my husband. I don't have enough money, and I don't have a good marriage. So, Linda, you got to decide to see something else because the reality is all the options in the world are right in front of you. All the options in the world. Happiness isn't one thing, it's many possibilities. And you know that you're a bright, capable person with a really good mind. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jeff on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's John.
Oh, it's John. Hi, John.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you're born at the tail end of Aries. And what's your question for me?
Well, I've spoken to you in the past, and I've asked you about a job. In my field, and I had a really good job, and I didn't have enough experience to do it.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I was let go. I was there exactly 1 month.
Oh, so they hired you.
Yes.
And then they let you go.
Exactly, because I didn't have enough experience, according to him. And I was wondering, will I find... You said that I would find a job and I'd be very happy with it and the pay would be good and it all came together.
Except but, that you didn't have the experience that was strong enough to do the job, or do you think that that's true?
Well, in one aspect, yes, but in another aspect, no. Like, I'm actually going to school for that.
Okay.
Experience that I need right now.
Okay. Look, you have really nice cards in the place. I don't know. What's all that noise around you? Are you at work now?
No. It's they're doing some emergency construction next week. I'm trying to
get by it.
I'm sorry.
I see. Okay. I have the card that represents you. And in the sixth house, which has to do with employment, there are still some cards that really look kind of unsettled. And I think that what happened on this last job had nothing to do with your skills. I believe that something rubbed this particular supervisor absolutely the wrong way. And so it was more personality than skill. Because he hired you just a month earlier. He knew what your skill level was. And then within a month, he lets you go. So I'm looking at the pictures in front of me. I don't believe for one minute that it came as a surprise to him that you didn't know how to do certain things. I think what came as a surprise to him was that he couldn't work with you for whatever reason. So I want you to look very carefully at yourself, who you are, how you respond, what you do, what might you bring to a situation that works for you or not. Now, I know sometimes I'm really hard on you. And the reason that I am is that otherwise, if I don't point out to you where you can look at yourself and make things better, if I don't do that, you're going to be stuck. This is all about you being able to make the best next situation much better. Finish the work that you're doing to get the credentials that you need. There's going to be a job for you. Five of Hearts, second best card in the deck, falling with other beautiful cards, is right in the sixth house of employment. It will be there. You got to get the credentials finished, and you got to take a look at what might you have brought in personality-wise that fed into the problem. You got to look at that, John. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, we have one line available for you and 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader, taking your calls, making predictions. Our lines are full. When I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Patty in West Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Patty.
I listen to you often, not every week, but when I have a chance, and I think you do a great job.
Well, thank you, and I'll forgive you for those weeks you don't listen to me. Okay. So you're an Aries, and what's your question for me, Patty?
My question is, I'm making a long-distance move.
Oh, good.
And I am excited about it, but I also have reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering how that's going to work for me.
I really have a sense that this is going to be a really good one for you. I mean, most of the time when people tell me they're going to move, I'm thinking, I don't want you to leave. We need you here. We want you to listen. But the minute you told me that, my feeling was, wow, this is really a good thing for you. You're going to be happy with it. It's an upbeat and positive thing for you, and you needed a change. It was time. It's not something that you've been... It's not like you just sort of woke up one morning and said, that's it, I'm moving. You've toyed with this for quite some time.
Yes, I have.
And there are other people who have said, come on, it's time, Patty, let's do it. So I really think you'll be happy with it, and the cards are very optimistic, and you look very positive about it. And here's the thing, Patty, you're not going to lose your friends by doing this.
Because well, that's good to hear.
That's the thing that worries Aries more than just about anything else. And you fall right in your own 11th house, which is your friends, and mm-hmm. there's a woman who's particularly close to you who's in your 7th house. My mother and her best friend, we lived in an apartment building in Boston when I was really little. And there was a sense of community in that apartment complex that I still remember, even though I was quite small when we moved to Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and this woman, Aunt Faye, they stayed friends forever. And they lived up in Rutland, Vermont, and then they lived in Catskill, New York. And my mother and father would go up there a couple of times a year, and they would talk every week. And, you know, it was a lot harder to do that a couple of decades back than it is now.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You will be able to maintain your friends from here. You're not going to lose them. And you'll also make a new community of friends because you're a sociable person, and it's easy for you to do that.
Well, thank you for that.
Patty, I think you're going to do well. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Pierre in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Pierre. And I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini. And what's your question for me?
Okay, I'm planning a major move with my whole family down south.
Okay.
And I have the kids on board. and today I dropped it on my wife. I'm just curious how she's going to react.
So
I know how she's reacting. I want to see what's the future.
So she's a Gemini. I mean, you're a Gemini. And what's her birthday?
She's a Virgo.
She's a Virgo. Gemini and Virgo. How long have you been married?
25 years.
That's a good long while.
Mm-hmm.
So she's made it work.
Oh, yeah.
Notice I give her the credit. I'm just pulling your leg. What can
okay.
I say? How many children do you have, Pierre?
Two.
You have two kids. And what are they, in their teens?
22 and 15.
And
my girl is 15, my 22-year-old.
And they're going to come with you?
Yes.
Okay. I have the King of Diamonds, which is the card that represents you. And as far as your wife is concerned, okay. The cards are a little complicated here. Let me just see this through. Okay. Look, you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the ninth house of the reading. The concept behind moving is a very important one. Work-wise, things will be better for you. You do have some opportunities that are going to open up for you there.
Okay, that's what I'm planning. Okay, that's
and,
fine.
And that's the motive behind all of this. But it's very hard to move a Virgo. It just is. It's not easy. And it's not that she's unyielding. She will come around. And I expect that she will also come to like the new circumstances. But she's not happy now.
Oh, no.
So I think you need to be very patient and very loving and very supportive. And you also need to make it clear that you'll do everything in your power to make sure that everybody gets to see everybody as frequently as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a Virgo. And Virgos don't like this kind of thing. First of all, they don't like change very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one particular Virgo who was then a teenager leaving me a note on the subject of changing schools when she was going to leave middle school and go on to high school, and not happy about her choice of high schools, which was beyond her control. And she wrote me a note saying, you know, I don't like change very much, and this is not your average change that you have in a lifetime. I don't think I'll ever forget the words. I choked with laughter, and they're still very funny. But that's who you know, who you're married to.
Yeah, and I feel that what you just told me is what I expected from her.
Sure.
You know, after 25 years, you get to know someone.
One hopes.
And it's going to work out good.
I think it's going to work out very well for the whole family, but between now and then, you have to be very loving, and you have to let her know that you really wish it could be done differently, but this is going to work. And I believe that you're right, Pierre. I think it's going to work.
And also work will be fine?
Well, I don't know. That's another question. But it did look as though it was the right move. The Nine of Hearts was in the ninth house, and so certainly the concept of relocating looked like it would be good for you work-wise. Pierre, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Bill in Rumford, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Bill.
How are you? Every week listen to me and Mom.
Well, thank you.
We want to know if... fortune of money fortune is going to come into our lives in the near future.
Well, the King of Clubs is the card that represents you being born under the sign of Capricorn. And what's your mother's birthday?
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio.
Yes, ma'am. And my mom is April.
Early or late?
Early.
Okay. So your mother is an Aries.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are a Scorpio. So the King of Spades is the card that would represent you in this system. All right. Now, are you working at this time?
When my dad died 4 years ago, I stopped working to take care of my 91-year-old mother.
Okay. And it seems to me you're doing a good job, and she seems to be cooking on there pretty well.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the question of will there be unexpected monies coming in from some source, I'm not seeing that. The only thing I'm wondering is whether you have some accumulated things of a little value that you might be willing to consider selling. You seem to have some things that might be sold that might bring in some monies. But otherwise, I don't see any coming from any unexpected sources, not at this time. Okay, Bill, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Dana in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Dana, I see that you're born under the sign of Leo.
Yes.
And
my question is, I have a deceased aunt. My mother's sister died before I was even born.
Yes.
Her birthday was September 13th, and everyone says I look like her. You know, everything about me is like her. I want to know if... somewhere in my card.
That's an interesting question. And you said she was born on September what?
13th.
September 13th. So she was a Virgo. You know, it's interesting. We were going through a photo album and came across a photograph of my husband's grandmother, and I had a picture of my younger daughter, and they're both facing in the same exact direction, and the similarity was eerie.
Yes.
So is she somehow in the picture? I don't know that that's the case. Maybe her energy has come into who you are. But let's just see what the cards have to say on that subject. The Queen of Hearts is you being a Leo, and the Queen of Clubs would be this woman. She falls right on the surface of the cards. The surface of the cards is a present and clear reality. So somehow or another, she is a reality in the family structure. Now, there's a number five that's dominating all the way through this. I don't know where or what that five pertains to. A five could have to do with a number pattern. For example, if you take all the numbers in a birthday and you add them up with each other, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you take, like, say someone's born on November 17th, 1 and 1 is 2, and 1 is 3, and 7 is 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put in the year, and you add up all the numbers, and let's say you wind up with a number 33. You add the 3 and 3, and the number that's left is the one that you're looking for,
okay,
which in this case would be, I think, a 5. I believe there's a dominant number 5 somewhere, and 5 is all about education. It's about learning things. Was she a woman who was educated?
Yeah, she died very young, but she was on the road to education. And I'm a teacher. And
well, there you have it. There's the 5. I think what you're doing is you're living the life that she would have had she been able to live out her life in full. Isn't that fine?
Yes, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dana. All right, we are too close to the end of the hour for me to take your call, Paul or Lee. So if you'll stay here with me on the other side of the news, we will talk to you. In the meantime, for anyone listening, if you're interested in a full-length private consultation, I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And the phone number there is 401-333-7970. 333-7970. I also have a website I hope you'll check out, MyrnaLam.com. Coming up now at 6 o'clock here on WPRO and 99.7 FM is the news with Laura Clarizio. Stay right here.